I can
Anyway.
run too.
Yep.
7:04 p.m.
Want to slid it down.
All right. Sorry. This is the Parks and Rec meeting of the City of Derby, August 11th, 2025.
All right. Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag.
The flag of the United States of America.
To the Republic for which it stands.
Which it stands.
One nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, take a roll call, please.
Okay, John Bittman.
Here.
Ronald Sill.
Here.
Bruce Sill asked to be excused. Heather Buten.
Here.
Jose Rivera.
Here.
Okay, we have a quorum of four and we have two vacancies. Any demos? Yeah.
All right. Have any additions or deletions for the agenda? Do we have any additions or deletions for the agenda? Do we have any additions or deletions for the agenda? Hearing none, acceptance of the agenda.
Don't move. As is.
As is. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Acceptance of the minutes. We'll do May 12th, 2025.
I'm going to make a motion to accept them.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Okay, for July 14th, 2025.
So move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Public portion. Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Does anybody from the public wish to speak? Hearing none, we'll move on. Correspondence. No correspondence. Okay, director's reports. Dennis?
Okay. So I gave you the update report, so I'll run through it. Started off with our continuing struggles getting our pool back to where we
Hey, Dennis, can you hit your button, please? It's hard to hear you.
There you go.
You're on.
Hello?
Perfect. There we go. Thank you.
Okay. So I started off talking about the pool at the Derby Veterans Community Center. So we're having problems again. We can't seem to get it right with the heat in the pool. We've replaced several apparatuses attached to that system. And we were going to have it looked at again today. It didn't happen because the contractor didn't make it today. But we're searching for this hidden problem that we can't seem to locate. I mean, the pool's fine. It's just cold. When people come at 12 or 1 o'clock on a day like today, they like it like that. When they come at 6 a.m., they don't. So we're still working on that. I got in touch with a group that's trying to promote rugby in Derby. We have an adult men's team that is basically based out of Derby. I don't know if you've ever seen the bus, the rugby bus. A lot of these players, they live up on Grandview Boulevard and Sentinel Hill, and their owner has a bus. They're looking to see if they could formulate a program where they teach rugby to kids. Okay. They're looking for, they've been showing up at fields. You know, they show up at fields without permission. And what they would like is if we could fortify them with a field that they can basically call their own. They only work out like two times a week. And we do have the soccer field behind Bradley School baseball field is not being used for anything. Okay, soccer goes between Ryan Field and Wittick Park. We're covered.
Right.
You know, so that field is has had minimal use in the past years, actually. So I would, if this actually has a chance to come to fruition, I would like to offer them the opportunity to use that piece of property to get their program underway. I didn't mention it to them. You know, we didn't finalize anything.
All right.
But I'm just, anybody have any thoughts about that?
I have a question, because I know the middle school softball team uses that field to play. Will the rugby team just like rip up the outfield for them, or will it? Because you're talking,
Okay. Well, yeah, because listen, they, well, right now, as of right now, they're not, they haven't even been there. Okay. Now,
who hasn't been there? The rugby?
There's nothing there. I don't think the middle school soccer softball program.
Yeah, that's where they. That's their home field. Is the field behind?
I know it is, but yeah. Do they have something planned for the fall?
No, I'm just curious if you know if they. Because I thought rugby was rough on the fields. I'm not. I couldn't remember. It's been a long time since I've watched rugby, but I thought they were rough on the field, so I didn't know if it would rip up the field for the girls in the spring or not.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I remember playing little girls' softball games and having a soccer game going at the same time. If you recall Bradley 20 years ago, when it was really, listen, we had men's softball. What we did on that particular area back in the day is pretty much astounding, what we had going on there. We would park across the street, okay? Not because we wanted to, it's because we had to. We had so much going on there. This is pre-Wittick Park, all right? We don't want them at Wittick because we have a significant soccer regiment there, and we have sprinkler systems. That is not the case up at Bradley. Again, these guys do have some people. They have people playing. I don't know if they can successfully recruit kids to participate in a rugby program. I think it would be really tough because all our programs are really tough. So I would suspect that a new program would certainly be tough, okay? However, I don't think it's me that I would like to tell them to take a hike, because I really don't. I'd like to give them an opportunity if they can show that they have a chance.
How long would they use it for?
They gave me a, I didn't bring it, but they gave me a startup schedule that I think it runs to like October.
From now?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's very, very minimally taxing. They would be there a couple times a week.
Okay. What about insurance?
Well, they would have to.
They would. I was going to say they would have to show you proof of insurance because.
Yeah, you know, just like anybody else who does anything here, you know, we have a three or four men's soccer programs that play Sunday mornings. You know, that's not a difficult thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to have.
I mean, I have relatives that play rugby and they're forever being injured.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
it's a tough sport.
Oh, yeah.
I give them credit.
I learned to play with a helmet and shoulder pads, so I would never even go near it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll keep you posted on that. Derby Pop Warner, they have a, they were able to get a 12 and under tackle football team. And a second team is a H5 to H7 flag team. Okay, so that's it so far for this season for Derby Pop Warner. There is no schedule so far. They're still attempting to recruit players. They've had a it's a challenge.
Who's running the Pop Warner now?
Yami McNeil is the president of Derby Pop Warner. She was going to come here. I told John that we had a situation where we had to move their practice down to Ryan. So I was up there with them about an hour ago, and something came up. So she did not make it. She texted me saying she could not make it, but she said she would Zoom in. But I don't know if she is. But I don't see why she really, really has to, since I'm reporting what's going on with that.
Right.
We had some problems concerning the Little League Pop Warner Fieldhouse. As you recall, I took over paying the utilities on July 1. And recently, August, I forget the date, the power was shut off August 8th. The power was shut off at the field house. And I had an electrician go up to see what was going on, and come to find out it was shut off for failure to pay the bill. So we're dealing with that. I attempted to call the UI, but they need to speak with a Little League representative. And Kenny Marcuccio had his knee replaced. He spent some time in the hospital. I believe he's probably out of the hospital, but I haven't talked to him since we were talking when he was in the hospital. So that's what's going on there. We have to get the power put back on. I don't know how much it is owed.
Probably a cost for putting it back on, too.
Well, actually, I'm worried about everything in there that lost power. You know, there's an ice machine. I'm not sure what they have upstairs these days. I'm worried about what might also be damaged due to the fact that there's no power.
Kenny's aware of that, though?
Yeah. Kenny contacted me from his hospital bed to tell me about it. And then I looked into it and found out that why it was.
Is there any water damage? Did anything, or has anyone been in there?
Ice machine, everything melted out of the ice machine, and it was flooded, but not to any degree of problem.
Okay.
The floor was wet. I'm sure it's not wet today. That was
yeah.
Yeah, but that was not anything that I thought would cause a problem. The machine being shut down the way it was, I don't know if that's a problem. That's a possibility. The pump for the septic system, we have no water. So we do not have bathrooms. And that's why I brought Pop Warner down to Ryan. I hope that we can get this situated soon and get it paid soon so that we can get Pop Warner back up there. But in the meantime, that's what we're doing. I talked it over with the high school football coach. They're not in his way. So that's okay. So far it's okay for that. We've got bathrooms, we've got ice, we've got water at Ryan Field, and we don't up above.
Refrigerators up there too?
Yeah, well, there's a concession stand and I don't know where we stand as far as what we're up against. I don't know. This is pretty fresh. We learned about it Friday. I attempted to call UI today, and I don't have the information that I need.
Didn't we just run out of gas or propane up there last year?
Well, we're not running out of propane this year because
We, go ahead, tell them.
Well, we got a delivery of propane July 3. And so it was, it seemed expensive. And honestly, I made one phone call and find out that I think with propane, what do we call them? Gallons? What do they call them?
Cubic feet.
Huh?
Cubic
feet.
Say it again.
Cubic feet.
Okay. So whatever it was, whatever they call their product, we got 100 and something whatevers, okay, for $540. And so that was $5 and maybe 10 cents per, if it was gasoline, it would be per gallon, okay?
Yeah.
One phone call and the price was $270.
Yeah. Good thing we didn't pay it.
Huh?
Good thing we didn't just pay it.
Well, I'm paying it, but
the $270.
That's from the that's from a different vendor. Okay, so I listened.
It seemed a little high.
Yeah.
What we're paying per gallon or whatever.
Yeah, for whatever they call them. But so listen, we're not staying with that because we can't, unless there's some explanation to it, which I can't see what it would be. We're going to move on. Okay. However, we have tanks that are full, so I have to figure out how we get to where they're almost empty, so that we can select a new vendor.
Yeah. Are those tanks ours or theirs?
Theirs.
Oh.
But listen, the guy I'm speaking with worked for Public Works for, he's right here. Okay, so the transition is not going to be a problem. I already know who we're dealing with.
Yeah.
All right, because that'll make it simple. But we can't go on with the same situation. We had an accident at the picnic grove, which resulted in damage to the fence at the picnic grove, as well as the fence at the basketball court on the lower level. We established a claim. We have quotes. I expect that we'll be working on repairs soon once the paperwork, I think, gets settled. Or I think the person who was the driver, a car went through a couple fences, ended up down on the basketball court. I believe the driver may be charged. However, if yes or if no, there's responsibility for the damage. And we've established a file, and we're working on that.
We're going through his insurance?
Yeah. Well, it's certainly. Yeah. Unless a cash payment wants to be, I don't know. We don't know yet.
Okay.
How what mechanisms will be used to satisfy the requirement? Okay. The quote is high. It's high. So I don't know.
Fencing is very expensive.
Well, yeah, these are high fences.
Yep.
Did the guy even have insurance?
Does
the person who drove?
I honestly don't know yet.
Okay.
You know, Mark?
I have no idea. I have no idea. All I know is I received the report from
Derby PD.
Yeah, and submitted to the insurance company. I don't know who has insurance or doesn't have insurance. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, again, Mark got a report from the police department. There's an incident report, and I suspect that the driver may be charged. Okay, I have not known whether that happened or not so far, but I understand a warrant was being issued, and those things take time because they had a problem determining who and how it happened. And it took kind of like a week to investigate. So.
When did that happen?
Huh?
When did that happen?
About 3 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, about 3 weeks.
Are the kids still using the court anyway?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the best part of the court is the far court. The,
yeah.
Yeah. And because we got new hoops for the front part.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, the plan is when we repair the area that is damaged, we put in the new hoops, too.
Yeah.
So we can piggyback that with the new hoops. And we still need to work on the surface as far as...
Yeah, it's kind of rough.
Yeah, it is. And but with the repair of the fence, I think we should put in the new hoops at mm-hmm. the same time. And then we go from there.
Any real damage to the court itself?
No. No, but it you know, it's got its own damage.
Yeah.
Recreation receivables, that's it. That's it for me. That's our number since July 1.
That's just since July 1. That's pretty good.
Well, considering really we're...
1 month.
Yeah.
And you've had the pool closed.
Yeah. And we're really not doing as much as we could.
So what's the pool temperature? Whatever the room
it's
temperature?
79. But, you know, listen, our people are...
us old farts.
Well, listen, we try to keep it at 83. Our pool's not big. We service a lot of older people. We like it at 83. That's not the temperature anywhere else. It's 79, which to our people appears to be cold. I believe that Shelton's state-of-the-art pool is probably 80.
Yeah.
Okay, because in order to have competition, you can't have 83.
Yeah.
You cannot. It's got to be colder.
Yeah.
But we're spoiled. And
well, that's our
we wish itself, it to be at 83.
All right.
Any questions?
No, no. Okay, we'll move on to high school athletic director, Jen Moffitt.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Sorry for my lateness. I was playing in a softball game.
Did you win?
We did.
All right.
That was worth it. So we are about to ramp up for the fall. Football had a short camp last week. We are starting with football OTAs, so non-contact, on Thursday, and all other sports begin on the 18th, as far as practice goes. I'll be working with Dennis sometime this week. To figure out what's available as far as auxiliary practice spaces. We usually put soccer, or if we need to put football when there's a soccer game happening, up on the baseball field for an hour or two until the football field's available. So I already reached out to Mark our Gramatico to find out exactly what he needed as far as Little League. He said he's been working with Dennis just so we can all kind of be on the same page. But we're ready to get going pretty quickly. So... football, we'll have a varsity program. Both soccer programs will have varsity programs. Volleyball, girls volleyball will have varsity and JV. Cheer has been going all summer, getting ready for the fall, and then competition in the winter. And then cross country has, you know, they run all year round, those kids. They love it. So we also will have varsity and a few JV runners for cross country. So excited to get that going. Middle school will start very soon after the first day of school because their first competition, I believe, is the 16th. So it's pretty quick fall-wise. So they'll start practice pretty soon right after the first day of school. We usually give them like 2 or 3 days to kind of get acclimated and get signed up on final forms if they haven't been already. The final forms is the new system that we've used the past couple years. We don't hand out paper anymore. Parents go in, register the student athlete, choose what sports they plan on playing, and then they can go in digitally and sign, read all the different forms, and they digitally sign them, both the parent and the student athlete. And then the coaches, myself, our athletic trainer, have access to all of that information, so we know right off the bat who's done it, when physicals are coming up, all of that stuff. So a little high-techy there, but it works great.
Would have confused me.
it works great for us. So, and then we have a system that we use called Sway Medical, which we do preseason on all of our athletes, and it's a concussion baseline testing. Our athletic trainer does that just so we have that in case there is any question whether an athlete does have a concussion. So we'll be doing that the first week or two of practice, and then we're ready to go. First official game of the season is volleyball on September 2nd. We do have a couple scrimmages, though, the last week in August. So just getting everything ready now.
Football?
No. September 4th, I think, is the football scrimmage. Hmm.
Any questions for Jen?
Nope. Days are flying.
Yep.
They are.
Okay, we'll move on to new and other business. The naming committee will meet in September. I will get in contact with everyone to let them know what's going on with that.
Well, pretty much that's the name they're using, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any questions?
What else do we have to do? We don't have to do anything else here.
No, we're done. It's just the alderman.
Yeah. Who?
Yeah. Right.
Is it on their agenda? Do they know? I don't think that came to us yet.
No.
That the update on the Mario Tessitore.
It has to go to the naming committee first and then to the Board of Aldermen.
Oh, okay. So but committee meeting.
But with the, yeah, okay. It's it was hard scheduling everybody over the summer. So we're going to set this week a meeting for September so we can get it squared off.
Okay. Great.
Any other new business? Hearing none, we can go to adjournment.
Motion to adjourn at 7:31.
I'll second it.
Any discussion? No? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, everyone.
Thanks, Heather.
Bye, guys.
Thank you, Mark.